This is the Jade and Andy Show.
It is the Jade and Andy Show. Yes, another week has gone by, and that means that we are doing this show again.
Yes, we are. We are here.
It's been a crazy week. Of course, we lost Jerry Springer.
Yeah, we did. I didn't realize he was dealing with cancer, and I didn't catch what kind of cancer it was. It seems like it was kind
pancreatic.
Of a short, was it?
Yeah.
It seems like it was kind of a short battle, but I just read a headline that said he really kept it a secret, like really didn't talk to anybody about it. So definitely a bummer. Jerry Springer, man, like, what a part of our youth.
That's what we were just talking about, was the fact that, like, for whatever reason, like, those talk shows, and we kind of figured out that is because it was like we'd get out of school and then that's what'd be on TV.
Yep.
Because Jade and I both, like, our generation, we both watched a ton. I watched a ton of Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer, before it was like the freak show that it became.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
when it was
watching,
like, an actual
talk show.
Yeah,
I remember watching him, like, do, like, the same topics as, like, Ricky Lake and Jenny Jones and Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yep.
With her glasses.
Sally Jesse and those damn glasses.
Those glasses were wild.
It was so weird because that generation of, like, daytime television really fizzled out. Like, it's not the same. Like, daytime TV today is not the same as it was back when we were, you know, 13, 12, 13, 14 years old watching it after school.
It used to be just, like, Ricky Lake.
It always, all those shows also ended up kind of being Jerry Springer-esque, right? It was always people that they were bringing on, like, Jenny Jones, and there's a documentary out about that one, the guy who ended up murdering. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was
like he came on, it was a guy who had, a buddy of his had come on and was like, actually, I have a crush on you. Yeah. I'm gay. He ended up killing him.
He ended up killing the
and
guy.
That was like the end of
that
Jenny Jones.
That was in Michigan, yeah. That was in Michigan. Jenny Jones had to go to court for that. I watched a big documentary on that whole thing.
Yeah, well, and that was kind of like the start of the end of these shows because it was just so bizarre.
Well, you were basically putting people in a pressure cooker that was like going to end up ending Souths in some way, shape, or form. I mean, it was trash TV. I mean, it was the
was like trashier than I think today's reality TV, because those people on like the shows today, like Jersey Shore and those sort of shows, are really like coached by the producers.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they necessarily weren't during the Jerry Springer, Jenny Jones. Like, I think they were, especially Jerry Springer, like, coached to, like, really, you know, start throwing chairs and doing whatever. But it was just, it was different. It was like they were paying people, like, a couple hundred bucks to come on and almost get exploited.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I know, like, a few people who have been on these shows as the guest, and they did it for money, and they did it for... they did it for money and just, like, the chance to be on TV.
Right.
And so
then, none of it was even real.
None of it was real. Like, they acted, like, the whole time. So, like, who knows what. Because I remember watching that stuff and believing that. I was like, people are matched up.
Right.
People are matched up.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I feel like with Jerry Springer, I think it was so over the top. It was, as we got older, right? It was easier to figure out that, like, this
fake.
Isn't real. You can tell that they're acting because the guy is, like, waiting for his cue.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm banging your mom.
Yeah.
She came into my trailer one night and it just happened and I don't know what happened. And then she's like, what?
What? Yeah, fight.
What? Right. Yeah. And then, so that felt very staged. But I know some of those, like, Ricky Lake and the Jenny Jones stuff was obviously, some of that was real. And I think they really wanted that shock value.
Yeah, they did
which,
want that.
Turned into murder.
It turned into murder, which sometimes shock value can turn into murder. Which
sure
is,
can.
Which is a crazy thing to have happen.
Well, and then Steve, remember Steve was like the bodyguard.
Yeah.
And he ended up with his own show. I don't know if that's... I
forgot
think it's
he
still,
had his own show. Yeah. He
which was
his...
very similar to Jerry Springer, but not like as
wasn't
obnoxiously
he just
violent.
Like a Chicago cop?
I don't really remember his backstory, but it was something
cop.
Like that.
Yeah, and like... He got hooked up as a security guard for Jerry Springer, and then he became the guy that, like, broke up all those fake fights.
All those fake fights, just chairs getting thrown, and daytime TV is just not the same.
It's always funny because people are like, oh, Jerry Springer, you know, he had such a trashy show. It was such a trashy show, and it's like, you're dealing with a guy that paid a check to a hooker.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did know that he was actually a lawyer. Like, we've got a story up on our website right now. Five accomplishments Jerry Springer has that you probably don't know because everything is overshadowed by the trash show that he had. But man, I love Jerry Springer.
He's got like a wild story. He was the Cincinnati mayor.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
He was the mayor.
Good old Ohio. Yeah, is he from Ohio?
I think so. Yeah, he was from the mayor of Cincinnati. He was on a news station for a while, and then that's how he got into his show.
Yeah, he had like an actual like broadcast career.
But his claim to fame is that he got arrested for solicitation of prostitution because he got busted because he wrote a personal check to the hooker.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, like it's like he's like for, you know, like what do you put in the memo line? Like for hooker?
Yeah, for sex.
For sex. Yeah.
S-E-X, but you put the 3 as the E.
But everybody has good stuff to say about Jerry Springer, which is a funny thing. Like anybody who dealt with him, they all say he's like this nice guy and stuff. So that's good to know.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's like we were saying, like just like a staple of our youth.
I don't know how many of those final thoughts I watched. I must have watched 100.
Oh, my God.
Thoughts.
I forgot about the final thoughts. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. The final thought. He always had such like profound things to say after like everyone
the
just beat the
thing.
Hell out of each other. The trashiest show. And he would be like, you know, when people come together, they really got to focus on what is inside the heart.
That's right.
And what the heart says is what matters most, and you got to put your differences aside and really listen to what the other person is saying. Communication is key, and that's your final thought. It was like, whoa, Jerry.
It's like when you're banging your grandpa's girlfriend, sometimes you need to know that you need to focus more on love. Love is a part of family.
Love is a part of family. Yeah. It was always, I forgot about his final thought.
Yeah, his final thoughts were awesome. I used to watch so many of them.
Yeah, I definitely, it was like every day came home, Jerry Springer,
I watched a
Jenny
lot of Montel.
Jones. Oh my God, Montel and Maury.
Maury
turned into, Maury also used to have like
he
a regular
the,
show.
Like, not the father thing. Like,
and then You Are Not the Father. But his show originally, like I remember as a kid, it being not just that. Like at some point he transitioned and became like the paternity test show.
Yeah.
And I don't remember like when that happened.
With those shows, like they would do something and then ratings would explode and then that was be.
And then
like,
they would just beat the hell out of it. They're like, you know what? You got your best ratings
figuring
out if this is the baby daddy or not. Yeah. So we're just going to do that from here on out. That's all we're doing.
That's how he did. Yeah. That's how Maury ended up getting so famous.
Maury has, there's a clip actually that goes, that like resurfaces every couple of years. Because Maury had like some wacky topics. Like there was always the paternity test, but prior to only being that, there's a clip of this woman who is like a severe fear of olives.
Oh,
have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, it's so funny. If you're one of our 6 listeners tuning in, you've got to search this clip online. So there's this woman that goes on Maury. She has this severe fear of olives. So of course, to discuss this, I don't know why they bring out one of those like Costco size. Like
jar.
3-gallon jars, like tubs, plastic, you know, things of olives. She starts freaking out. She runs to the backstage. The camera people are following her, and then someone like lays her out.
Oh.
Because she's like running, and it's like, oh my God, why did they take her out like that? Like she's just afraid of olives. Like she wasn't
what
like.
What a torturous thing.
What a weird. It was so. It's hilarious, but it's so very weird because she is a. She starts like sobbing. They're like, you know, you have a Maury. You know, we brought you on the show today. We understand you have a pretty big fear of olives. All right, bring out the olives.
Yeah, I know. And like, everybody laugh at her. Laugh at her and chase her.
Laugh at her and chase. Well, she takes off running because she
is scared of olives.
Yeah, which is a weird.
It is a weird fear. Like, what? I'm not. I hate olives.
But you're not afraid of them.
I'm not afraid.
Like,
of
if
them.
There's a jar sitting there, you're not like full blown panic mode.
To get back to what we were talking about last week, you know, it's like, I would hate to have a fear of deviled eggs like that.
Sure. Well, and somebody, speaking of which, solid transition, someone had tweeted at us about we had talked about the AI eggs, the AI chickens, and someone brought up a great point and tweeted to me, I can't remember their name right now, but thank you for listening. If it's AI created, does that mean it's vegan?
Oh.
Right? I was like, that's a very good question. And then I started thinking about it too hard.
But I don't
and my
think
brain,
because
like,
it's an egg, right? Like an egg isn't vegan.
No, it's not. So if it's created by AI, though, instead of an actual chicken or an AI chicken, does it become
like,
vegan? Because it's not like a real, it's not real.
I was assuming that, okay, so AI, it has access to all these ingredients, which are non-vegan ingredients.
Right.
So it has access to
So you're just saying that it's not an AI created.
Correct. Like the AI is not like.
It's just like an AI
it's not
chef.
A computer. Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Like the AI has actually picked what to put in, how much of each thing to put in this deviled egg. And
I see what you're
theoretically,
saying.
Theoretically, it could create the most perfect deviled egg. But I'm not saying that it's a computer-generated image or anything like that.
See, that's where our brains work a little bit differently. Because when we had this conversation, I took it as, like, you know how there's the AI robots?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, then it's just an AI chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, you go. You're trying to make artificially intelligent chickens. Yeah, your brain does go to a different place because I was just thinking, like, you put, like,
it's
you have the
a
AI.
Robot. It's just
yeah,
a
it's like
robot.
AI versus actual human chef is, like, kind of what I was thinking. But
I was thinking AI
Jade's
chicken.
Got, like, the whole Matrix thing going on in her head, and she's like, it's AI chickens involved. What are we talking here? What are we? These
is it, does that count as
are
vegan
these,
if
like,
it's an AI
basically
chicken?
Basically, robot chickens is what we're saying. And would they be vegan? Like, you really take it to wacky town.
I know. Well, when that guy tweeted us about it, I started really thinking about it. And I was, like, literally, like, tweaking out. I was like, I got to stop thinking about this. I'm like, that really begs the question, like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? If it's AI, I guess it's the robot. Like, oh, my God, robot chicken.
Freak out, lose your mind that way.
Dude. Your way makes way more sense, I'm gonna be honest.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't know. I hope. I guess to those of you listening, answer us this on Twitter or wherever, Andy at Andy Green Radio and at Jade.
At On Air Jade,
at On Air Jade. Answer us this. Did you think that? Because I just thought that like it was like human versus AI. Like there's
human
two deviled
robot.
Eggs. Yeah, human versus robot. But Jade had this whole crazy like Westworld style thing going on.
Yeah, it got a little nutty in my brain.
Yeah.
Like I said, your way makes way more sense. So
it's
we're
funny
gonna...
that you thought about it a lot, because you know what I've been thinking about a lot is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And I talked a little bit about this on the morning show, but I want to talk further about it is that we went and saw the new John Wick movie.
We did.
And
we finally went last weekend.
It takes
your
a lot, A, for me to want to go see a movie. Like, I won't just go see any movie. Like, you had recommended a movie, and I said I didn't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you know,
fine.
I'm not bashful about that.
Like, what a way to put it.
Yeah, like, when it goes to, like, going to see a movie, I need to know. It's the same with a concert. It's got to be a great, great band. Like, I was excited about this John Wick movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was really excited about it. And I've thought about it a lot. And I don't know how I feel about this movie because I don't know if I feel as though. And you didn't watch the other three, right?
I saw the first one.
You saw the first
but
one.
But our friend Billy, who came with us to the movie.
You guys got to sit together. First of all, our movie-going experience was kind of crappy because...
It was unexpected.
Yeah. We went at 2:00 in the afternoon on a Saturday to see this movie in like its third or fourth week.
Right. It's been out for about a month now.
Yeah. So we weren't expecting it to be
sold out.
Sold out show. And we get there and there's only seats left like that are sporadically spread out everywhere. So Jade and our friend Billy, they go and sit in some seats.
Well, technically our seats were not all together to begin with, but the lady that was sitting on the other side of me, she offered to switch seats with Billy so that we could sit together. And then the two people that were sitting next to us, I kind of wanted to ask them, like, hey, can you move down one so our friend can sit with us? Yeah. But the movie had already started, so I didn't want to be that person.
Right. So instead, what happened was I sat next to a raging alcoholic.
That guy was passed out when
we
left.
That guy passed out. That guy was taking shots of whiskey. And
that's
I know
the only
it's
way
whiskey
to do a movie, Andy.
Because I was so close to him.
You could smell it.
I could smell it. I could smell the whiskey. At one point, he passed out and like my arm was on the armrest and he did the thing on the plane where like our arms gently touch and I was like, gah. So I
did
was
he
like
did he gently rest his head on your shoulder?
I was kind of like being stern.
Yeah.
About my elbow space. Like in that I was like, I don't care. I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this movie. and I'm not going to be obnoxious and get popcorn, and I'm not going to take shots of whiskey out of a bottle that I smuggled into the theater.
Right. Right.
But I don't know how he even, like, I don't even know if he woke up. He fell asleep during the loudest action movie of all time.
It's so loud.
I mean, it's so many gunshots, so many car crashes, so many fights, so many punches, so many stabbings.
There's more fight scenes than not.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
That's just it. But I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, why am I not, like, super, super stoked that I saw John Wick? I can't figure it out. Like, I think that, like, you know, I was like, is the failure with the movie? Is the failure with my expectations? And I think it's a little bit of both. I think I had high expectations. And I think that this might have been one John Wick movie too many.
As someone who didn't see the second and third movie, I did get the Cliff Notes version from Billy. He explained everything. Yeah. And it's the concept is very simple,
very
right?
Simple, yeah.
He wants his freedom. He owes to the mob.
Right.
Multiple mobs, apparently.
Right.
A lot of mobs and a lot of people.
So that's the
synopsis of this. My expectations of it going into it were already kind of low. Not that I didn't think it would be like well made. It's just it's so ridiculous. The concept of it is so ridiculous that I have a hard time. Like, that's why I'm not really big into like superhero movies.
Yeah.
Because to me, like, it doesn't compute in my brain like that it's not real, right? Like, they want it to be real. Like, this is a real scenario, but it's not. And
I like to think of myself as the John Wick of radio, just because me and him both just say yeah a bunch. Like, that's what they're always like, you gonna kick some ass, John? And he's like, yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? So that movie is about 3 hours long.
It was
just
so
under
long.
So long. The fight scenes were so long and ridiculous. That was my takeaway from it. And as someone who's not, you know, a dude into fight scene movies, I was like, these are the longest fight scenes. Like, the people just keep coming. Like, we could have shaved off easily an hour of those movies if we would have cut each fight scene by like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because those fight scenes were like 40 minutes long. Like, the people just kept coming. I'm like, so you're literally just doing the same thing over. Like, you're rolling around on the ground. You're using your bulletproof suit to block your face. He kept doing this number.
He did.
And John Wick, like, should have died. Like, I mean, come on.
He should have died a bunch of times.
A bunch of times.
That should be the name of those movies, is this guy should have died.
This guy should be dead.
This guy should be way dead, but he is not dead.
So I guess for me, my expectations were low. I laughed a lot. But I also noticed that Billy and I were, like, the only ones. Well, the lady sitting next to us, she was laughing, too. But she didn't really start laughing until, like, we were laughing, like, really hard. Like, when he gets thrown out of that, like, third-story building and his back hits that, like, post that's, like, there's no way. There's no way anyone would survive that. He hits this ledge thing that's sticking out of a building from three stories up, hits it straight on his back, rolls off to it, and then falls another story and a half, and then gets up and kicks more ass. I'm like, that's not possible.
There's a scene, too, where he's got to climb up these stairs, and he just keeps getting his ass kicked more and more.
Oh, my God, he rolled all the way to the bottom. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're going to do this twice?
Yeah, he's got to go.
Like, not only did we just watch.
And there's a time limit, so it's like, he better get up there quick.
Oh, well, that's what he says. He's at the bottom of the stairs, and he goes, oh, the sunrise is in.
I like your Keanu impression.
The sunrise is in 2 minutes.
That's my favorite.
Kane.
Yeah.
And they take like 10 minutes to get up the stairs, and then all of a sudden the sun pops out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I wanted to know your take on that movie. I was like excited because we didn't really talk after the movie. And but, yeah, it was one of those things, like, it was nice. You guys took me out for my birthday. I thought that was nice. But it was an adventure because, like I said, I was sitting next to a screaming alcoholic. And he was very, very drunk. And also,
I didn't realize that was happening. But when we walked out, he looked like at all of, like, our dads when they say they want to watch a movie at home and they pass out in their recliner like 4 minutes into the movie. That's what he looked like. He looked like all of our dads, just his head cut to the side.
I just had never seen somebody have the amount of fun that you'd have at Coachella just at a movie. Like,
just at the John Wick movie.
Yeah, just at the John Wick movie.
And it was so loud, and he was
by himself, and he was very, very smashed.
Yeah, so that was weird, but it was fun. I will say, my final thoughts on John Wick, Jade Springart's final thoughts. I will not be seeking out seeing John Wick 2 and 3 to complete the series.
You're not gonna?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, see, that makes me sad. John Wick 2 is really, really good.
Does he get his ass kicked and somehow survive?
He gets his ass kicked a lot, but it's a lot more believable. I feel like this one wasn't as believable because of things like that. Like getting, you can't get kicked off a building.
Right.
And then be okay after that.
Right.
You just can't.
Right.
So, I don't know. And it's like, he does put his coat up a lot to like block a lot of bullets.
Well, so I didn't understand.
And, like, not one of those bullets is going to hit him in his hand.
Right.
Or like, you know, get him right in the head.
Well, and I guess I didn't realize. So when the movie started, they've all got these bulletproof suits, mm-hmm. but they look real sleek, like Men in Black, I guess just John Wick suits, right? Yeah. They look super cool. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, how are they not, like, what are these sparks that are shooting off of them? It wasn't until he got the new suit for the final fight that I realized it was like a Kevlar suit. And I was like, oh, that makes way more sense. Also, super unrealistic.
That's a funny thing because that's explained to you in the earlier movies. So
right. So I didn't get it. I was like, why does he keep running around like he's, you know.
Yeah, you're like, he's got a super suit?
Like he's Larry David when he's wearing a cape in Seinfeld. Like that's more up my alley. Like why is he walking around like that with his suit coat over his face? Like,
for new listeners of our show, Jade is obsessed with early 90s television.
Yes.
She loves Seinfeld. She loves Friends.
Martin.
You love Martin? Martin's
love
so
Martin.
Good.
That's one of my favorite shows.
What's his
neighbor's
name?
Shanae.
Yeah.
So if I can compare anything to any of those sort of things, I will. But yeah, that was my final thoughts. I don't think I'm going to see the other ones. Maybe I will.
Maybe that's what we straight up just steal from Jerry Springer and just have, like, at the end of the podcast, you do your final thoughts.
We could do that. Also, we've got to figure out, and again, shout out to everyone who has tuned in, who has reached out to us.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. We love you guys. We got to figure out the ad placement. We're getting some, that's the feedback we're getting is that the ad placement is cutting us off right in the middle of
something good.
And then it's probably, and I don't even know what the ads are because they're like generated by the program that we use. So it's probably like mid me saying, all right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you grab your Palmolive dish soap. Like, I don't know what the ads are for.
So we got to figure that out. So that's what we're going to do is we're going to say things like, and now we're going to take a little break.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, and now we're back.
We're back. We are back.
I got to write down what time we did that at. 22 minutes, I guess.
22 minutes.
It's a lot more work doing a podcast than I think.
Well, there's only two of us.
Right.
There's only two of us, and we're getting better, though. You can feel it.
I can feel the energy.
Yeah, we're getting better. We're getting better at this.
The laughter feels good after every show.
But yeah, every once in a while, there's some awkward stuff. You can hear me improve. Like, I'm not saying as much. Yeah. You pissed off, John?
Yeah. That's how he talks, too. Why does he talk like that?
He talks like he's constipated.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Anyways, so John Wick, I give it a half thumb up.
You give it a half a thumb?
Yeah, what do you give it?
I give it, oh.
Right?
I don't know.
You've got the option of two thumbs. I'll
give it one
thumb.
Two
and a half, okay.
I'll give it one thumb up.
One thumb up.
Yeah, like I'll give it a thumbs up, but one thumbs up.
If anyone thinks differently of the movie, feel free to reach out to us.
I want to know if anybody else is struggling with this, because I was excited to see this movie, and for some reason I left the theater and was like not as impressed as I thought I was.
You left with more questions than answers.
I left with more questions than answers, and I left with more like, I was like, ah, that was my big movie day.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted more. But
we could have seen Super Mario,
so. Like, what do I want? I mean, like, they gave me relentless ass kickings. They gave me crazy stuff.
Right.
Like him falling off a building. They, you know, like, there was all the fights. There was him being a badass, and I still was disappointed in it. So I don't know if that means that the problem is with me. And that's something I guess I got to go through therapy about.
As someone who knows you very well, Andy, and knows the things that you've been going through and bettering yourself and all of this, I don't know that the John Wick movie is something you really need to focus a lot on in therapy, but but I understand the dilemma, but I don't know that you need to spend as much time worrying.
I should let
about
it go
it.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe we could go see the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Maybe we do that. Maybe we do a movie review every week and we
could do that.
We could do something like that.
We could also throw it back and we could watch old movies that I haven't seen before.
See, that's what I want to do, because I remember watching Poltergeist with you, and 10 minutes in, you had somehow thought that the spirit was inside the sweater.
Yeah. I also thought the movie was like over. Yeah. I was very confused.
You were very confused.
Very confused.
Your confusion is great.
All right, so it's we're living in 2023. It's a weird time, man.
It is.
We've got robots and
AI
and just you know, confused about movies. And there's a lot of dating trends, right? Like online dating, a big thing. And I feel like in 2023, we really just want buzzwords for things that have been happening to people who have been dating since the dawn of dating. Right. So the new dating trend, and they're all toxic, by the way, like everything is toxic, because why not? It's called being zombied.
OK, I've heard of that. That's where you're kind of just like kept on the sidelines.
Well, so it's similar to being ghosted, and but it's different. Right. So as opposed to being ghosted, where someone just stops talking to you altogether, someone stops talking to you for like at least a couple of months. 2 to 3 months, someone who you've been hanging out with, you've been dating, you've been seeing regularly, all of a sudden stops talking to you. You think you've been ghosted, but lo and behold, they rise from the dead
and
they pop up. They hit you up like 3 months out of nowhere. So that's being called, that's called being zombied, which I don't know. Do we need a buzzword? Do we need a freaking buzzword for everything that happens?
I hate these things. And if somebody were to ever say that to me, like, oh, you got zombied, I'd be like, we're not
I'm gonna
friends
punch
anymore.
You in the
yeah,
head.
I'd be like, we're not friends anymore. I'd be like, why would you speak like that?
Right. Like, ghosted, I get. Like, ghosted, like, that was kind of the first, like,
and that's
buzzy.
Even an old school term.
Right.
Like, that's been around 30 years now, ghosted.
It feels like it has been, at least a couple years in the dating world. There's another dating trend that I'm kind of on board with that people call toxic, but I'm like, is it though? Like, as adults, we're pretty busy, right? Like, we got stuff going on. You got to go to work. You got stuff to do, whatever. It's called mid-muting, right?
Okay.
So it's where Monday through Thursday, you ignore this person. Like, you don't talk to them. and then come the weekend, then you're like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, and then you only hang out on the weekend, and then you don't talk during the week.
Weird.
And they say it's, like, toxic because it's not a healthy way to have a relationship, and it's kind of like somebody putting you second tier. But I'm like, on the other side of things, like, I'm really busy. Like, I'm really busy. Like, I have a 9-to-5. Like, I got to go to work every day.
You could say hi or something during the week, you know?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
See, I think a lot of this, I think what
I think
a lot of these
people have higher expectations than more than just a hi. Like, can we do a Tuesday dinner? Like, no, bitch, we can't.
Like, if you ignore somebody during the week, I think what happens a lot is that what you need to realize in the terms of dating is, like, if you're, like, with somebody and they like you, they're going to want to get a hold of you.
Right.
They're going to want to. They're not going to want to zombie you. They're not going to want to, you know, they're not going to want to. They're going to actually want to get a hold of you. So
right. They
think that you're dealing with somebody. If they're not talking to you during the week, they don't really like you that much.
True.
They don't like you that much. It's not like you're getting, what is the term?
Mid-muted.
Mid-muted.
Which is so stupid.
Oh, my God.
There was a different term for it, but I couldn't find it online. But there's just so many buzz terms that I stopped looking.
I would hate somebody to say that to me, mid-muted.
Yeah, well, I guess the reason that I'm okay with it is because I don't like a lot of people. So the chance of me, like, wanting to talk to someone out of my inner circle during the week is, like, pretty slim to none.
Right.
You know? So I'm like, listen, I'll talk to you. Like, are you going to be up at Slice with everybody this weekend? I'll see you there.
Right.
Like, I'll talk to you this weekend. We don't need to talk during the week. Like, I'm not going to meet up with you. You're not that interesting.
Yep.
Which is probably a mean thing for me to say. But I'm busy, dude. Like, I got Miss Carl. I got
you
work.
Do Miss Carl. Yeah, Miss Carl's got a lot going on. She is.
She's.
We're talking about a cat that gets mail.
Well, she gets mail, but she's been very sick all week.
Yeah, I know you've been dealing with that. How is she feeling?
She's much better. I have to leave here in a little bit so that she can get her 4 p.m. meds.
Yeah.
So I gotta make sure I take care of that. She's on a, right now, it's 24 hours of every 4 hours eating and meds. But she basically didn't eat for a week. She pooped all over my house. She threw up everywhere. I felt so bad for her because she can't, you know, she was trying to get to the litter box, but, you know, her runny butt just, you know, but then she wasn't eating. So I was like really worried. So I ended up taking her to the ER. She had to stay there overnight. They had to give her a little IV in her little paw.
Oh.
I know. And they had to like shave a couple of spots so they could do like blood work and stuff. So she looks like Frank and Cat.
Yeah.
And, but she's on the mend. She's doing better. She hasn't thrown up in over 24 hours.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Has she been able to check her mail?
She's not. She hasn't even been worried about it.
She's like not worried, but she's just worried about recovering.
She's just worried about recovering. Yeah. I will say, so when they put the IV in her little paw, or like in her like arm, right? Yeah. They put this like bandage around it, right? To pressure to stop the bleeding, whatever. And they were like, hey, you know, take the bandage off like an hour after you get home. Miss Carl's crazy. Miss Carl doesn't really like to be touched unless she wants you to touch her on her head or her back.
That's it. Yeah.
And so I get home and she's still feeling a little, you know, woozy, and we got to wait 3 hours for her to get her next dose of meds and food. And so it's been an hour and I'm like, all right, let's try and get this bandage off. And it's like one of those like kind of like ace bandages. It's kind of like sticky, so you just have to pull it off.
Okay.
And so I'm pulling that and I get it one time around her arm, and she looks up at me and just chomped down on my hand.
She got you?
She got me. She didn't hiss or anything. She just, like, looked at me and was like, what are you doing? And then, like, bit down. She didn't, like, break skin or anything. Yeah. It was kind of like a delicate bite, but she was like, bitch, stop it. Like, what?
That's funny.
Stop it. So I only got, like, half the bandage off, so it was, like, flapping around. She takes off running, and I'm like, all right, we'll give it a couple of minutes. But now I don't want her, like, chewing on it, you know, whatever else. So then, like, 20 minutes later, she comes back out, and I got it, like, another loop around, and then she hissed at me, and she was pissed. So she took off running, still had the bandage around. I had to wait, like, another hour for her to be, like, snuggled up sleeping on my bed, and then I just really quick, like, pulled it off.
You got it.
Yeah, but it was like a hour and a half ordeal for me to get this bandage off of my tiny, stupid cat.
Yeah. Yeah, so I gotta say, like, my final thought for the show is that I'm glad Miss Carl is okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Miss Carl is awesome. I love Miss Carl to death. So.
She's on the mend.
She's on the upswing, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, she really, I knew she'd give you, it wouldn't be just a simple adventure with Miss Carl.
Never is.
Yeah.
Never is.
Well, thanks again for listening to our show. We are obviously on Spotify, WRIF.com. And yeah,
we're also on the old Apple. Feel free to give us a review on any of those, and feel free to just reach out about anything that we're talking about. We love your opinions, even
if
you want to tell us we suck, because we know, like
we know.
We're getting better. We're making progress.
Trying to make it better. All right, stop yelling at me.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Jade and Andy Show.
Boy, was that ever weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.